Hello tonight, this is the Rockwire, CJ, Derek, Brad. I have Slash and Brian Johnson of AC/DC singing the blues. The new Priest album is out, Invisible Shield. We got the title track video. The collaboration whore Lizzie Hale is doing some badass banjo shit with Native Howl. There's a Black Crow sighting. It's good. There's a Bon Jovi documentary. Scene Queen gives us one of these, one of the best mashups of the year, and we're going out to Citizen Soldier. This is the Rockwire. Let's go. Derek's computer works. Brad just woke up and I'm drunk on a Tuesday night. Slash!
I do miss that top hat.
Now, Derek, you're one who enjoys the blues. Tell me when you know what song this is.
Oh.
This is a little classic blues ditty called The Killing Floor.
That's not there. I already watched this one.
And you know who originally recorded The Killing Floor?
I can't remember his name.
Brad?
Long. It's very old. I should have quit
you, pretty woman. Bubba Toothpick. Second down, Mississippi.
You guys are fucking fired in Palumbo. Fired!
Brian Johnson, he sounds a little different, doesn't he? He's not more bluesy sounding. First mind.
I'm impressed. I've been gone, yeah, since my second time.
This dude with the harmonica.
That's Steven Tyler.
That's Steven Tyler.
Aerosmith.
Are you sure that's Steven?
Oh my God, yes. That's Steven Tyler.
Looks like Steven Tyler looks like my grandmother. He's too young to be Steven.
He's looked like your grandmother for years.
Honking on Bobo. When my friend come from Mexico with me, I should have went on. When my friends come from Mexico with me, but I'm not fooling with you, baby. I let you put me on the killing floor.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I hear blues music, I get hungry for some barbecue ribs.
If you go to a barbecue festival, get your barbecue from the fat black man. You can't go wrong. But make sure you bring along the best hot sauce on the planet, Dakota Heat.
Right, get some heat around this. It's nice and wet. Look at Slash, though.
Putting in the heat. Brad, you've got to love this bass line.
I do.
Is Slash getting better as a guitarist? Like even better and better and better.
It's already better than every new Guns N' Roses song we've heard. I should have been
gone. Just the recent one.
Is that Jason Bonham playing bass guitar?
Negative, Ghost Man.
And that was so much like him. He's not on tour with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the best lead in, but Slash and Brian Johnson, you can't go wrong. Here's the new Priest. Derek, you've listened to the new album in its entirety.
I have.
And?
I love it. It is so good, dude. That it's tough to even talk about it. It's so good. Rob Halford sounds better than that. He sounds amazing. Listen to him sing on this. And they have so many riffs. It almost, there's a lot of feelings of old school Priest on this album. There's songs that are fast like this. There's songs that groove. So good. Look at the Godfather of metal. And this is the title track off the album. It gets the title track.
Correct. The Invincible Shield. My apologies. It's a little laggy, man. This video was shot in beautiful 4K. 4K always lags a little bit.
I love that chorus right there.
I've never saw one of those wizard amplifiers in real life, in IRL.
I haven't either. It's hard to believe for their age that they can bring music at this tempo and so crisp.
I'm going to tell you, this album is almost supposed to be like a painkiller album. And if you close your eyes and don't look at Halford,
I think Halford heavy metal Santa Claus looks great. Of course, those aviators help a lot. I'm blown away by the guitar work in this album. Sorry, Brad, go ahead.
I'm sorry, yeah, the guitar work is amazing.
I just got Grab isn't doing those weird little dances he used to do.
AK Downey must be just so upset.
You know, I've watched some of KK and Ripper's live stuff, and it's all right. It's all right. KK's breathing fire, I'll tell you that. Ripper sounds good, it's just the songs aren't there. That's the problem. Ripper sings good, KK's blazing, the songs aren't good enough.
Solo.
Tattoos on your head can't feel good.
That's a cool riff.
I know, it just keeps getting better. It's 6 minutes long and it gets more badass every minute.
There's not a lull at all. those notes.
I know, I know. He was hitting them, wasn't he?
I could listen to this whole album right now. Listen to it.
I know. You were so high on this album, and I said, boy, should we try another album review? We haven't done one in forever. There's a reason.
Yeah. No, this is just such a good album. Have you heard most of it?
I just the four tracks that they've released already. I think this is like the fourth or fifth one. But they've all been bangers. I think this is the best one. Out of what I've heard, this is top.
There's more bangers on it.
Is there two bass players in this song?
Negative.
Well, every time I show the bass players, you got different bass.
Hold on, maybe you
sometimes
might be right.
Got the hammer,
there's one bass.
Yeah, but they've been showing a hammer bass.
Oh, Judas Priest, man. They still got it. Jesus Christ. Now, this, I was blown away at how fucking cool I think this song is.
I haven't heard it. My first time. I'm a virgin.
There's no virgins when Lizzie Hale's around.
Did you hear that she had a threesome and she wrote a song about it? Walk on water's
blue. Because the oh, here she comes. I love Lizzie Hale. When the curtain should have easily turned their head into the sky and pray. They say, Father, please have mercy for what we've done. Let's sleep in dogs, lie in the burning sun. As the vulture oh, said, so cool. And the culture said, lay waste to all we've come to know and love. In honor and truth of my longing to get his veracity we dream of. So the broken smiles and the token milestones come to make us all just what we are. As we squeeze. Now I'm just waiting. Waiting and hoping for Lizzie Hale to just come in with a blazing guitar solo at some point in this song.
Is Native Howl, are they kind of a folksy band like this normally?
I did zero research tonight, fucking winging it. Too busy watching Ricky Sticky. Break it down.
I think if Lizzie wasn't in this song, it would still be a great song.
She puts it over the top.
He's kind of right up my back. I'm gonna sing it with so much work with them. That's what I get out of that. I love that. They are intense.
I thought, here it comes!
Ooh.
But no,
it's not Lizzie.
Woo-hoo. Put this on the, it's gonna go in the rotation this time.
A banjo solo.
Look at that. I was so taken aback by how badass that song was.
That was really...
I got a blank screen. So, here's the Black Crowes. I saw the Black Crowes one time. It was like in the drug, doped up America era, and they were awful. But not this song, dude. They're red hot here.
Like I said, first of all, Chris Robinson ate a sandwich. He doesn't look like a skeleton dancing around.
He looks like Al Pacino and playing the devil.
I love his voice though. Always have.
I love some of his moves in this video. It's like the moves of Jagger.
He's always had good moves. Well, because he's too high, I guess he'd almost fall down. So him and his brother are getting along now again?
Yeah, they've gotten back together, been out on tour, and doing some new shit, and it looks like time heals all wounds.
What,
that's
the band getting
sobriety. Sorry, Beefcake, I was just going to say sobriety can help heal lots of wounds, too. Still working on that.
Last big hit. Jealous, jealous again.
Well, that was probably one of their first big hits.
But Shake Your Money Maker had like five monsters off it.
I do think this would have been a hit back in the day.
No, dude, this is a hit song. I don't know if they'll... Can you even have a hit anymore on radio?
Not on radio.
Is this the original band?
No research. But I know they're underutilized in the backup singers.
They're the Motley Crue Castaways.
The Nasties or whatever?
Yeah.
They do a lot of the hand clap and stuff. I love that. Good song.
You know, I know that I shared the song with you guys. I never shared it with my wife. She will love this song.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Brad. This is a big week for you.
The last two songs I brought.
Hey, no. I forwarded the whole album from Judas Priest. So I win.
So, Bon Jovi on Hulu. It's coming.
I got a story to tell.
I want to watch this.
I'm excited. Are we telling the truth? Are we going to lie? What are we going to do?
There was no plan B in my life, ever. Bon Jovi was all or nothing.
Five guys from nowhere. And if you work hard enough and you dream big enough, you can make it.
There's some young kid around here from New Jersey who's making some noise.
They gave me the opportunity to record on weekends and
nights. Boss looked good. He's in makeup for 3 hours for that spot. Oh, God. Bring back the 80s where rock ruled the airwaves.
Sonic boom happened.
The energy of the band, undeniable, like a freight train coming at you.
I saw Bon Jovi a few times. They were great every time I saw them.
I'd like to know why Richie Sambora doesn't tour with them anymore.
Oh, we're going to have to watch a movie and find the fuck out.
No kidding.
I saw them open for Rat on their 78 degrees Fahrenheit album.
Anything that every one of those bands talks about, we did. It was real fun. And I thought everybody else was enjoying it too.
Wrong.
I've gone out the next day and he's just coming in.
It destroyed our marriage, but I don't think I should have been married at that time anyway.
It almost killed us.
Every night was a war.
I don't regret leaving.
Not the original bass player they fired. Nobody expected because he couldn't keep up in the middle of the songs.
It was heartbreaking. It was taking a toll. I went out of here. And what I meant was.
No, I think that's.
Us drummer.
One thing you can't be in this world is a quitter. So there's no way we're going to slow down. This is the real me, the gray hair, the whole 10 yards.
John's going through his challenges.
I'm optimistic, but I'm scared.
I don't know if there's going to be a happy end.
I think you're thinking of Aerosmith and the drummer.
It's all or nothing.
No, their original bass player they had to get rid of.
That's why the legacy matters.
They could have performed live.
Are you talking about Black Sabbath?
That key
change. No, Bon Jovi I'm talking about.
60 years old and expect to hit that note anymore.
Didn't he have a flavor saver?
April 26th.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this song is a lyrical genius.
Oh. I can't believe I put this on the podcast, but... Derek, is that the cheat code?
Yeah, she's right.
There's many different ways to cheat, but is that the best one?
I think so, yeah. You gotta curl that finger.
She's right. We need to get a female co-host on this show for these kinds of conversations. Yeah,
to get a lawsuit. Who makes it? What is the flicky? Oh, maybe I'm figuring it out now.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the finger. Okay.
Oh, dirty. This episode's not for the kids. Brad, is Scene Queen ever going to come to the machine shop?
I hope so. I will buy the first ticket.
Mrs. Beefcake would never let you go to this.
Oh, no. No way.
We have to make something up.
Yeah, you
hockey game.
You don't tell him. Oh, this is like the opposite of Steel Panther. Deal.
Kinda.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what her second thought.
Oh, I think she's pretty fucking clear.
If God hated gays, the sex wouldn't be so good.
There you go, Brad.
What does that mean?
And it's almost over. Listeners.
Flick it. Oh, my Lord.
And that begins the comedy section.
Oh.
And now we continue. God knows I love mashups. This is a good one. Judas Priest, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Oh boy.
You know, if the dance floor is ever empty, you fucking play Billie Jean and it won't be empty for long. Nothing gets asses on the floor like Billie Jean. I'll tell you, these people that do mashups, this must take a shit ton of work.
Just sucks because, God, this sounds like it fits. I just hate it.
Here's where the talking ends.
So, Rob and Michael ever partied together?
No, I heard others in his biography.
Poor Michael, man. I can't believe they
killed him?
Killed his ass. That's what happens when you start singing about peace and love and bring the world together, man in the mirror. You can't be the biggest star in the world and want world peace. You gotta put a boot up their ass for the red, white, and blue. You can sing that shit all day.
Hold it. Look perfect.
Look how sweaty Halford is in this video.
It's so crazy how I've never known the name of a Judas Priest drummer because they go through them like, you know, tissue.
It's like in the God of Davida, their drummer just blows up.
Yeah, they've gone through a lot of drummers. Nobody cares.
Spinal Tap. New drummer in every part of the movie.
I think they're coming out with the new Spinal Tap, I heard.
No! Are you serious?
I heard a rumbling, something like that, yeah. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, that I'm inclined to think they're gonna fuck that up, but
nah, not to get never the same know. Actors.
Maybe like a remake, like a straight up remake instead of like a part
or,
two.
No, they gotta do one where no, they're gonna get back together like one of these bands,
like
of
the reunion tour.
Yeah,
I like the Alzheimer's. Concept, dude. They did so good. They caught lightning in the bottle of that movie.
That's gotta be Michael Jackson's band. Who is that guy? Looks like he's
play that funky music, white boy.
Maybe Hendrix or something. That looks like CJ on the dance floor, jumping around.
Oh God! Yeah, we should do a TikTok of me trying to do that. It would go viral for all the wrong reasons. All right, listeners, they're bringing this shit home. If you're zoning out.
Are you talking to me?
I was just starting to think it might
when
be
I feel a dance like that.
Tough 5 minutes for the podcast crowd on that one. All right, man, we're wrapping it up. The Rock Wire is almost over.
This band is actually really good.
We got 8 minutes left. Here's the last 3 minutes. Heavily, heavily reacted to on YouTube. Citizen Soldier. Killing myself. Fred, what do you know about Citizen Soldier? You know anything about him?
I know my Facebook feed always just tell me it. That's what I know. That's my reason.
I know this isn't a badass riff. It's not a real cheery song. It's a song to shoot yourself in the head to.
Yeah.
That guitar riff is lit, though. Smile, like the singer.
He's good.
Derek approved barbecue voice.
Oh, definitely. Perfect.
I got my PhD as a pessimist. That's the best line in the song. You need to do a therapist disclaimer for this video, Brad.
I probably should be.
Whatever you're going through, it will get better. The world loves you. Life is beautiful. There, CJ therapist.
That's a great
every day more. Every day I die a little bit. I'm getting pretty depressed right now.
See, I take this song as a ray of sunshine song. Because every moment we are edging closer to the end. So why not live it up?
That little wah-wah? Is that what I'm hearing there?
Yep.
Might have to look into Citizen Soldier a little more. That song's pretty good.
It's really good.
All right, man. We got 5 minutes. What do you want to talk about? You see, who has saw anything of relevance in the world of rock and roll?
I thought that was an interesting article that Derek sent about Lizzie Hale writing songs and
top
15 and having a threesome.
Yeah, so yeah, that article, she went kind of behind the songs on 15 songs. I don't know if they were the top 15, but they were, I don't know, the 15 she wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I'm trying to find something. I listened to... Oh, I can't find it. No. I thought I heard a new song. But I figured you guys probably heard it before. Of course, I can't remember anything about it. So, you know, it's really good for me to talk about it now.
Oh, that was an amazing song that you say that.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Something about, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I've just been playing that Faces album. I think you guys are way off base. Not the Faces, the... Oh my God! What a train wreck!
Well, usually are
the bites, not the Faces. I love the Bites album.
Look who's talking!
New Judas Priest comes out, and you gotta listen to it. Devil in Disguise is so good. What, Gates of Hell? Giants in the Sky. What was that other band we listened to? This about the Giants in the Sky. Wasn't it an old band that came out with?
No, it was Testament. No. Mm-mm. No, it wasn't Testament. It was the one with the other Anthrax singer, John Bush. John Bush was the front man.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Standing on the shoulders of
Armored
Giants.
Armored Saint.
Armored Saint, yes. There you go.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I'm like, oh, I'm listening to another song about Giants in the Sky. And that is such a cool song. Oh, boy. Oh, you guys are jackasses. Listening to finger banging songs and bite songs.
Autumn Rama rolled through Detroit and Dee Snider was there. Speaking of waking up the sleeping giants, I can't believe Dee Snider is doing chit chat and signing shit at Autorama, especially with how liberal Dee is. I think the gearheads probably lean kind of right and Dee's awfully far left. It must be torture for him.
Well, he likes Harleys and stuff. He's weird.
Taking pictures all day. Schmoozing. Oh, I wonder.
Get Sebastian Bach there, then that'd be really weird. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we were so stellar after that. I think I'm gonna have to edit the last 4 minutes of this out. So
well,
enough pod talk.
Did you guys listen to Aaron Lewis's new political song, that Let's Go Fishing?
No, is it good?
I mean, it's not as good as the last one, but it's a good song.
Hey, did you know that the song Fishing in the Dark by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is about two dudes like beating each other off by the river or something outside?
Dude, that's not true.
I know. I suppose that's about fish in the dark. They're playing with each other.
It's homo shit. Oh yeah. I don't believe it, Derek.
Yeah. It's about
I don't either.
It's about mutual masturbation. That's what somebody told me.
Somebody,
you and me going fishing in the dark. Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, he's fishing with his girlfriend.
You're playing with the little worm.
Oh, maybe. No, I think it's two dudes.
Oh man. I'll see you guys later.
Listen to that song. It turns
is such a terrible thing.
Now you've ruined that stupid song forever.
Come on.
Just from saying that dumb
they
shit.
They say
I apologize to everyone else who's been.
They say
ruined.
If you listen to that song, you drink Bud Light, you'll turn gay. You have to do it at the same time.
And eat drink.